It's 10 trivia questions on Bob's Burger crossover universes with my friends from Nice Rice Designs. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. It is Black Wednesday, or Blackout Wednesday, as they call it in the drinking world, and I'm about to go host some trivia at Last Name Brewing in Upland, California, where I've hosted every Wednesday night for 4.5 years. 5 years in April. I can't believe it. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a good time. And before I go and host that big, big fun event, I am going to post this episode. So I meant to post this earlier today, but got caught up with some festivities with the family. And here I am posting the episode. It is a fun one, a fun Skype chat with my friends Mark and Elena from Nice Rice Designs on Instagram. I met them at DCon, Designer Con 2019. We talk about how they get the ideas for their artwork, which is huge crossovers between Bob's Burgers and a bunch of other franchises like Taxi Driver and Adventures in Babysitting and Blink-182, and you name it, they've probably done it. And they've got a lot of cool things in the works. They also have a cool Black Friday special and Cyber Monday special going on. So if you like the sound of their artwork, go check them out on Instagram at instagram.com/nicericedesigns, which is linked in the show notes to the episode as well, if you just want to click on the show notes. And then go check out their website for deals this weekend. Tomorrow we have an episode on turkey-related trivia, so get ready for that. And right now, enjoy this fun chat on Skype with Mark and Elena from Nice Rice Designs and 10 questions on their artwork. Here we go. Sitting here on a Skype call with my new friends, Mark and Elena from Nice Rice Designs on Instagram. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Pretty good.
Now, I met you guys over at DCon, Designer Con 2019 in Anaheim, California, at the Anaheim Convention Center. Tell me a little bit about what you guys had set up at that con.
We had a little bit of everything. It was our first sort of bigger event. We've done a lot of smaller pin and patch and sticker events before, but this was our somewhat of a larger event, one of our biggest events that we've been to. It was pretty well, pretty good. We had a lot of Bob's Burger stuff. We had some Simpsons things. We have a Killer Fruit series that we do. Some of our first pin designs.
Yes, Beavis and Butthead.
And Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, I mean, I walked by this. If you've never been to a designer con before, it is just rows and rows, much like you'd see at a Comic Con or something like that, but with different artists displaying all their work. So some people have, like you guys said, patches, pins, and stickers, and then some people have sculptures, some people have lamps, and they're, you know, anything you can imagine, there's a booth for it at this event. And there's probably, how many booths would you say that are there? Like 600-700 booths?
Easily,
yeah.
If not 1,000. I mean, it's a very large event. I mean, if you for anyone who's been to any sort of Comic-Con, it's not as big as Comic-Con, but there's a lot of people.
Yeah, it is wild. And to kind of stand out at these things, you really have to have something that catches somebody's eye, or I think in your case, very specifically caught my eye. Because as I walked by, like, you know, I'm walking around with my wife. We had press passes for the show that I do. And we were walking around, and I said, let's just go kill a couple hours and see some friends we have there and stuff like that. And I said, let's try not to buy too many things. And you were the first and only table that made me go, I have to buy something at this table.
Nice.
Yeah. So it was very cool. Like, I'll just explain a few items that you guys had that really caught my eye. And this is the thing at these events. You know, everything's not for everybody, but the stuff that is for you is, like, really for you, I feel like.
Right. Yes,
like,
exactly.
I saw not far from you guys, like, somebody else had, like, it was just melting characters. So their whole thing was, like, melting Homer Simpson, melting Mickey Mouse. And you're like, I guess that's cool. But, like, in my head, I'm like, why would I want something melting? You know what I mean? But somebody probably loves that. But in the case of you guys, you do these amazing mashups. Mostly the ones that caught my eye, I think the ones you have the most of, rather, are Bob's Burgers characters as different other pop culture characters.
Yes.
So the thing that I bought from you guys was a Adventures in Babysitting Bob's Burgers crossover with Tina Belcher as the Elizabeth Shue character in Adventures in Babysitting. And she's holding...
Her character's name is Chris Parker.
Yes, Chris Parker. She's got the big overcoat on, and she's got the gloves, and she's holding up a knife, and her pin and quote from the movie says, "Don't F with the babysitter," which is great. Yes. And that's like a... I think that's a PG-13 movie, so that's, I think, one of the best uses of a single F-bomb in a PG-13 movie.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, man. Such a great movie, such a great pin. And it just really captured those two things that I really like. Bob's Burgers for my adult years of life, and then Adventures in Babysitting for more of my childhood years. So I think when you have that kind of combo, it's just so perfect. What are some other combos that you guys have done that you find to be the most rewarding when people are like, oh my God, I love those two things?
Definitely Tina Belcher and Rosie the Riveter. Mm. And... Bob and Linda as Aladdin and Jasmine.
Yes, on the magic
Everyone
carpet.
Everyone loves those.
Yeah, and I will say your enamel pins are really detailed, more than other ones that I've seen, and they're large and different shapes. Usually, you know, an enamel pin is, what, a couple inches wide, a couple inches tall. You guys have these very elaborate, much like you'd find at maybe like a Disneyland theme park, just very detailed, large like almost like a giant badge of pin shape. So very, yeah. Very cool for some of those pins and people who like collecting that kind of stuff.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, we maybe about half of our Bob's pins are quote driven.
Yeah.
So a lot of the mashups we do are just things that we love. We love Bob's Burgers. We love 80s, 90s movies, and particularly like quote pins. You know, everybody recognizes a quote from a movie. Oh, that's from so-and-so movie. Oh, hey, that's from, you know, Taxi Driver or whatever.
Yeah.
But also Bob's Burgers is life, you know, like there's so many different characters that relate to so many different movie characters.
Yeah.
And so in this sort of make-believe world, when you mix those, it becomes this fantastic thing is, you know, everybody recognizes.
So. Everyone can relate to it. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, you know, like I said, there's so many booths that try and do that and they, you kind of go, oh, that's interesting. Oh, that's interesting. But man, when it really hits with your guys' stuff, it really hit. So I was super excited to see, another one was Linda as the nurse from the Enema of the State Blink-182 album.
Yes, Blink-182.
Yeah.
What's My Age Again?
Yeah. And I was like, man, that's another thing. That's like such a specific reference, but I really, really like that. And then I really like they almost kind of look like trading cards, the ones that you have of the single characters as different characters in movies and things like that, with the solid color background, like the pin.
Yeah, quote pins. That's what we call them. Quote pins.
Yeah. Quote pins. They really, I want to like collect them and put them in a binder and then show them to people when they come to my house, you know,
which I've actually got a lot of comments about how they really stand out from other pins that they've collected. So.
Yeah. And also, I do, it's like, okay, I want the pin of that, but I also want the sticker of that, which I never find myself saying. Usually I just want one or the other, but I'm like, man, I want the stickers in a book to show people. And then I want the pins to be able to wear and put on my visor in my car, you know, that kind of
awesome. Yeah,
for sure.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Of course. Before we get into some questions based on your designs, I have a pitch for you for your next idea. Are you guys ready for this one?
Oh, yeah. Do it.
Okay.
We're all ears.
So this is, I bet you guys like this movie and this game and things like that. So maybe this is in your oven of ideas, but I would love to see the Bob's Burgers family as the characters from the movie Clue. Have you ever thought about doing that?
Yeah. That's funny because we actually have the Bob's Burgers Clue game in front of us right now.
Oh, yeah. Where it's, is it like Who Killed Teddy or Mort or something like that?
It's just called Clue, the classic mystery game, and then it's all of them in the Belcher's living room, dressed as the different characters.
Yes, I've seen that. That looked very, very cool. And I don't know exactly who would play who. I didn't get that far, but I'm like, man, I could totally see them selling some Clue pin Bob's Burgers crossover memorabilia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Yeah. One thing that we try not to do is do something that's already been done.
Yeah.
We try to do it just in a different style or a different format.
Or like, say if an artist has already sort of gone there, then we'll contact the artist and say, hey, you know, we'll just do our own riff on this. Is that cool?
So. Yeah. That's
like with
a
recent post that we just did. We did Splash Mountain for Disneyland, and there was another artist who did Splash Mountain Disney Orlando. So we contacted them, and we kind of collabed. on that.
Oh, that's awesome. That's very cool that you do that and you do the double checking and stuff like that. Very, very cool. All right. You guys ready for some questions? We're going to do 10 based on, you know, pop culture pieces of information from based on your designs. So we'll jump into 10 of these. How many do you think you can get out of 10?
Oh, 10 out of 10, for sure.
10 out of 10.
I'm going to aim low and say 3 out of 10.
Oh. Ooh, very good. That's a good compromise.
No, you know what? If there's an idea that, that you know, Elena has and I've never seen the movie and we immediately watch it that night. So like Adventures of Babysitting is an example.
Right? I had to make him watch that because he had never seen it.
We watched it that night that she had the idea and I think we had the design later on that week. So
That's amazing. Did you like the movie, Mark?
Oh, it was amazing. Yeah. I can't believe I missed that one.
Yeah, it's a gem. And a lot of people don't talk about it. And there's a bad Disney Channel original movie remake with, I think, Raven Simone. But just stick with the original and you'll always be safe. All right. We're going to jump into these 10 questions on your designs. And Mark thinks you get 10 out of 10. Elena thinks she can get 3 out of 10. So I think we'll get somewhere in between there for sure. Here's question number one. And I'll kind of explain what each question is based off of. So this first question is based off of your Princess and the Frog sticker / pin, I think, right? I guess you can correct me if I say one of the things wrong. But a sticker and pin of Marshmallow from Bob's Burgers, dressed as Tiana from Princess and the Frog. And your question about that franchise is, who does the voice of Dr. Facilier in The Princess and the Frog?
Oh, do we have to answer now? Or
Yeah, you're just going to answer these one by one.
Oh, man. You know what? He played the dad in Something About Mary. I do not know the...
There was a dad in there, Something About Mary?
Yeah, Mary's dad.
You are right about that, Mark. This is the actor.
I don't know. I don't know the actor's name.
He was in... I'll give you some hints. He was in They Live with Roddy Piper, and he was in... He has a famous fight scene.
Oh, yes.
Yep. Any guesses?
Nope.
I know who, I can see his face.
He's got like two first names as his full name or something.
Yeah, you're really getting close. I'll give you another second. Maybe it'll pop in your head.
David?
Yes, that's part of it. So close. I'll give it to you. It's Keith David. Keith David.
Oh, okay.
Just what
I was going to say.
Yeah, when you had the first two names, I was like, oh, he's going to get it. That's good.
Yeah.
Number one, Keith David, voice of that villain in that movie. We're moving
he's
on.
He's not my favorite character in the movie.
Oh,
so
yeah. Yeah, I'm with you.
Maybe that's why I don't remember.
He's a villain, but I mean, he's such a good voice actor.
Every once in a while, you can meet the character at Disneyland in the what is that called? The New Orleans area. And it's always fun when he pops out because it's a rare appearance if you've ever gone. Here's question number two. This one is about 90210, and it's based on the black and white dress episode with Kelly and Brenda. In your case, we have Tina and Tammy wearing the same dress from the famous episode, which I definitely watched as a kid. I feel like we all watched the same stuff because this is such a specific reference, right?
For sure.
Yeah. All right. Here is the question. What was Kelly's last name on 90210?
I know this, I swear.
Kelly's last name.
Walsh.
That was Brenda's last name.
That was Brenda. Okay.
So you're halfway there. Kelly's last name on 90210.
Kelly.
I know this.
I watched every episode of this show and I still had to look this up because I'm like, what was her last name? I kept thinking Kapowski, but that's from Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, Saved by the Bell.
I was just about to say that, Kapowski, but that's something else.
Taylor.
It is Taylor. Nice job. Kelly Taylor. Well done, Kelly Taylor on 90210. Do you have a favorite 90210 episode or is this one it where they wear the same dress?
I watched the whole series like when it came out, so it's kind of hard to pinpoint one specific episode, but
Shout out to my friend Sarah McKevitz, who is a huge 90210 fan and listens to the show, and she, every so often she'll be like, hey, can we do a 90210 episode? And I think we've done two of them, so here's another question just for you, Sarah. And here's number three. This is based on your Frozen characters trio of Olaf as Jean from Bob's Burgers, Tina as Elsa, and Louise as Anna. And your question is, who wrote The Ice Queen, which Frozen is based on? Who wrote the original story, The Ice Queen?
Oh, man, you're going deep on this stuff.
This is what I was afraid of.
Yeah, these are pretty specific.
I don't know this one.
I don't know this one either.
That was old Hans Christian Andersen. Hans Christian Andersen also wrote a lot of other famous fables, and the characters in Frozen are named after him to a degree. So I think the Andersen, the end of it, Sen, is the reindeer Sven, if you've seen the movie.
And yeah.
Kristoff is the Christian part, Hans Christian Andersen. And then I don't know who the Hans is. Is there a Hans in the movie? Han?
There is, yeah.
Yeah. So they tried to put his name into the characters in the movie. Did you guys see the sequel yet? I just saw it with my kids the other day.
No, we haven't.
Yeah, that's our weekend plan, our Thanksgiving weekend plan. So
it was pretty good. Pretty good for a sequel. And now I'm excited to see an adult movie. So we're going to go see Knives Out, which looks really good.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
That should be good on Saturday. All right, here's number four. This one is based on the Linda Enema the State pin and sticker that we mentioned earlier in the intro. And I'm looking for the names of the albums that came out before and after Enema of the State in Blink-182's catalog. So what was their album before that and the album after that?
Ooh, Elena would be on top of this one. So when it comes to 80s and 90s music, she's all over this.
After?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that like
before and after?
Take Off Your Pants and Jacket.
That's right. So that's the album right after Enema of the State, Take Off Your Pants and Jacket. And then do you happen to know the one right before it?
Isn't there like a bull on the cover?
There is a bull, and it had their hit first single, Damn It, which made them really popular around 97, 98, maybe 96. This was one of the CDs I bought on Columbia House's 12 CDs for a penny deal. I remember back in the day.
I have no idea.
Words, pretty tough. Any guesses? It was called Dude Ranch.
Dude Ranch. Okay.
Yeah. That was my go-to album to fall asleep to, like freshman year of high school. I would just put that on.
I guess imagery is more memorable for me than I guess titles. So.
Well, you guys are artists, so that does make sense. All right, yeah. We're halfway through this quiz, and you guys are doing pretty good. I think you got about half of them. Here's number five. This is based on your Mayor Teddy from Nightmare Before Christmas question or sticker and pins, and then also your Nightmare Before Christmas couple pins of the Belcher couple as Jack and Sally. So very cool stuff. Okay. And any of this stuff that we're describing, you guys can go check out the listener at instagram.com/nicericedesigns. And that'll be linked in the show notes if you want to see what we're talking about. Here's number five. What's the mayor's name in The Nightmare Before Christmas?
Isn't it just Mayor?
It is just Mayor. That's right. The mayor. Yeah. The mayor of Halloween Town. No real name. Great job.
Everybody calls
him
Mayor, so it makes sense.
Yeah, well done. Voiced by Glenn Shaddix, RIP, very great actor from Beetlejuice and a bunch of Tim Burton stuff. Here comes question number six. This is based on the Adventures in Babysitting pin that I bought that we talked about earlier. What city does Adventures in Babysitting take place in?
I know it's the state of Illinois.
Yes.
They did some of it in Chicago.
It is Chicago. That's right.
Okay.
It probably starts off in the suburbs, but most of the movie takes place in the city Chicago.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Yeah. Very, very good job. And that was a fun one to watch, especially living so close to the city growing up, because you could recognize all the buildings. There's this big diamond-shaped one that the daughter, the young girl, gets stuck on the roof of.
Yeah,
you can see it. It's fun to go see that and imagine what that might be like to slide down the outside of that. Here's number seven. This one's based on your Teddy as Bing Bong art. And this is, what are Bing Bong's last words in Inside Out?
Take her to the moon for me?
Yes, exactly right. Take her to the moon
for me. Okay.
Ooh, Mark with the okay. Nice job. Yeah. Very good. Yeah, that was the saddest moment. And I looked up that scene to write the question, and I was like, oh man, it's still sad. Even out of context, just watching that scene is just like sad still. We got three questions left. You guys are kicking butt on the second half. Here's number eight. This is based on your Stranger Things, I Dump Your Ass Tina, holding the ice cream pin, which is amazing if you're a Stranger Things fan. And that was almost the one we bought instead of Adventures in Babysitting. So at some point, I'll have to get it. What's the name of the mall in the third season of Stranger Things?
Does it have the word land in it?
It does not have the word land in it.
Okay.
This was cool because when the show was still like 6 months from coming out, they put out a teaser where they showed it was like an old school 80s advertisement for the mall. And they showed like Steve working at Scoops Ahoy. And you're like, what is this season going to be like? Because it looks so fun. And I'm a huge fan of malls. So I loved
I could see like the big neon signs.
Mm-hmm. It's one word, I think, but it's like two words kind of jammed together.
Like a compound word.
Yeah, but I don't think this is like a real word.
It's Star Court.
It is Star Court. Nice Star job. Court, yes. Star Court Mall. Jeez. You got it. Number 8. Well done. I dump your ass. Number 9. Yeah. Marge Simpson as Carmen Sandiego was a pin you had, right? And where she's got the hat down, kind of just like Carmen would do, and she's kind of like looking at you with one eye, with a shoulder up. It's a great pin.
Exactly.
And your question is, what network aired a game show called Where in Time is Carmen Sandiego? Do you remember this game show?
Was that PBS?
It was PBS, yes. Public Broadcasting System.
I just remember the game show.
Yeah.
I was obsessed with it.
And they had the rockapella group that would sing Where in Time is Carmen Sandiego. Yeah, it was great. They were like the Pentonics before the Pentonics, if anyone gets that reference. And here's number 10. This is the last question of your little quiz. Let's see if you can get it. This is from, I'm guessing, was the Beavis and Butthead pins some of your earlier work?
Those were our first pins.
Very cool. Yeah, you mentioned that now that I think of it. So from your earlier work, you can get these cool Beavis and Butthead pins. And do they come in a set? Is it like a set where you get both or you buy them individually?
They're individual.
Very cool. So according to Beavis and Butthead's fandom page, who is older? Is it Beavis or Butthead? And then how old are these characters?
I think it's Butthead.
Butthead is the older one. And any guess on their ages?
They're somewhere between 14 and 16.
I will count that as a yes. Butthead is supposed to be 15 and Beavis is supposed to be 14. So great job.
Yes.
Coming in. Yeah. Very confident in those last.
Well, when
five
that came
questions.
Out, I was like their age. So
yeah. Yeah. I think we're all about the same age. Based on the stuff you guys like, we have to be close. It'd be great.
I'll just say I was born before 1980.
Yeah. There you go. You're like, I'm in my late 60s. I'm like, man, you guys are great. You guys look great. And you really focused on some culture outside of your generation.
Yeah.
Well, very cool. Mark and Lena, thanks so much for being on the show. If you guys want to find all the cool stuff we've been talking about, I would go immediately over to Instagram.com/nicericedesigns and check it out. And if people want to buy stuff, is there a website they can go to?
Yeah, they can go to nicericedesigns.com. That'll forward directly to our Etsy shop. So, yeah.
Very cool. Anything you guys want to plug before you take off?
We are going to do a Black Friday weekend sale and then a Cyber Monday sale if anyone's interested.
Ooh, that's coming up this weekend. This episode's going to go up today on Wednesday, November 27th. So that'll be perfect. Check that out this Friday and this Monday for amazing artwork on sale from Nice Rice Designs. Guys, thanks so much for being on the show today.
Yeah, thank you, Ryan. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
No problem. See you next time.
Yeah, take care. Thank you.
There it was. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Alina, for being on the show. And again, guys, if you want to check out some amazing artwork, go to Instagram.com/nicericedesigns. It's time for the question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. What's a 6-letter word for a clothing item known as a false front? Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Twin Peaks for the Log Lady Show. And your trivia team name of today is Thong Song Ain't Wrong. Thong Song Ain't Wrong. There you have it, guys. Another Blackout Wednesday episode of the show. We've been running for about 3 years, so we've probably done at least 3 of these. And I'm so glad you decided to listen. If you enjoyed the show, go leave it an iTunes review. 5 stars would be great. Tell us what you like, what you don't like, and I'll make sure to make the show bigger and better every day with your notes. Thank you for listening. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.